This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us that call and we'll do everything we can to help you out. It's warming up a little bit out there. It was pretty cold this morning when we got up, but gonna hit into the 30s today. So we're hoping for spring sooner rather than later around here. As this snow's getting a little bit old in our area. So, it's just part of living in New England, right? That's part of this whole thing. That's, at least that's what I keep telling myself to get me over some of the amount of snow we have here. Excuse me. So some of the things to be thinking about, we've talked a number of times, getting ready for spring, knowing that we're going to need to fertilize, knowing we're going to need to take care of some things and different products. Not just your lawn, your garden, your trees, your shrubs, taking care of those. We've talked about conditioning your soil. Those are the things that are going to help you long-term to do less with your plants. Fertilizing earlier, taking care of the soil, taking care of the plants is going to help you long-term with not having to water, not having to fertilize as much, and not having to take care of some of the insects. If you have healthier trees and shrubs, you're more likely to have less insects on them or insect damage. So doing a few things in the spring does get you started in the right direction, but continuing on and making sure that those things get done in the next few months here are very important to do. Thinking about starting with the fertilization program on your lawn, think about it as like a 5-step program this year. Natural Alternative already has that 5-step program kind of built out for you. You can buy it in a 5-pack already or individual steps throughout the season. But it is one where 5 applications are so much better. You've always heard the 4-step. Scotts came out with that years ago, the 4-step program, and that's what you do to do the lawn. But it's actually a 5-step program. We're looking to do 5 applications to continue the growth throughout the season, to feed it at all seasons. So at the beginning of this season, that 5th application you did last year helped it during the winter, and you're not starting over. Now, if you do the 4-step program, last year, early in March, the forsythias were blooming, the ground was thawed, we could do a lot of stuff outside, and so we did that early. You're doing 6-week intervals, and you did a 4-step program. So say we did the middle of March, in 6 week intervals. Middle of March puts us at March, May 1st for step two, or application two. 6 weeks later is middle of June. So that's step three. 6 weeks after that puts us at the August 1st-ish time period. Now, our lawns grew all the way into November this year. So they went without food after that 6 week interval, after the middle of September. So the rest of September, all of October, and into November. Whereas that fifth application would get them going into the winter freeze, get them going for winter, because your lawn does grow over the winter. You're not seeing growth, right? You're not seeing green grass, but the development of the root system and all those things, it does need the food for it. So that's why I highly recommend doing five applications. Natural Alternative has that program for you. They actually have A1, A2, A3, A4, and 5, right? So early spring, late spring, then summer, fall, and a winterizer. All of them are phosphorus free. So no middle number. Those are things that you can see what you can get to it. If you're looking for something with a heavy middle number, maybe using their recuperator, which is a starter fertilizer. It's a 7-10-4. So those are some things to be looking at this year and getting ready for those things. Because as I said, I think feeding your trees and your shrubs and everything is important, but the lawn as well. That drought took over and really did some damage to a lot of our existing trees, our older trees, our older shrubs. It wasn't just the new ones that were just starting to get established. It was some of the older ones, too. So same thing happened with the lawn. You might have been on the feed and continuing it, and it came through well, but you have to continue with this season. This wouldn't be a season to be like, all right, I've done everything, I'm good. So those are some things to be thinking about this season of what we can do early and ahead of time before, you know, the drought hits us again. It's inevitable. Every year we get into drought conditions in the end of July into August and work our way that way. So these are just some of the things I think about that I would hope that you all think about too to get to that level and just think next. Next steps and what else to be thinking about. You know, we're thinking about crabgrass prevention, right? We're thinking about what, you know, we can do going forward. When do we apply it? Do we apply it once? Do we apply it twice? That type of thing. So things to think about out there of what should be done this spring. You know, I can go into it again, but soil sample, getting the soil test is very important. It's not just about getting your pH. It's about what else is seeing, you know, what else is there you know, what else is in the soil to help you to get into that. So you do the right fertilization program. It's not just, you know, the pH and putting lime down. It's about seeing what else is there. So those are some things to be thinking about going forward. There's so many different things you could really be, you know, saying, all right, I got to do this, I got to do that. But it's planning it out, I've found, is some of the best ways to do it. So if you have some questions, we can help you out with that. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have plenty of time to be here to answer all those gardening questions. So do give us that call, and we'll definitely help you out. Now we're, you know, the sun's coming out. Maybe it'll help melt some of the snow a little bit, but I hear there might be a little bit of snow coming in tomorrow. But it's going to warm up. We're starting to think about spring with the temperatures, you know. So it pays to be ready. It pays to be to know what's going to happen this season. You know, I wish we had a crystal ball. We could say, all right, this is exactly what we're going to deal with this season. I don't think that's going to be the case, but we'll see what we can do. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Tim's in Keene, New Hampshire, and we're coming up on a break real quick.
Yep. Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, Patrick. I'm the guy last week that had the rosemary that I'm overwatering and stuff.
Yes.
So anyways, I have a couple of quick questions. On that one, it's still dying, so I cut off all the dead stuff. And it's probably got root rot, right? I imagine. Cause it's
most likely, yep.
Okay. But anyways, there's still one branch that's pretty cool and it's still very much alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to die back. I understand that. But if it doesn't, then I can thread graft to the stump that I left and, you know, and make a pretty cool little bonsai out of it because it's got a nice little trunk. So most likely that's going to die off, right?
I would think so.
Slowly.
I would think so. I just let it try to dry out. The thing is, I know you kind of keep everything together, but one of the things to be thinking about is maybe getting a fan there to help it dry out a little bit quicker.
Oh, good idea.
That type of thing.
Okay.
But you could definitely have it. I definitely see it. You know, it's gonna die back, but if you can keep part of it viable, definitely try it.
And should I remove soil and put drier soil or more sandy soil? Or
I would kind of leave it. I would leave it there, but hang tight for me. I'm gonna hit the break. I want to go over that after the break. We'll be right back.
Look alive, weeds! It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Tim and Keen to talk about the rosemary and it needing to dry out. And right at the end, you were saying, you know, should you add a new soil? Should you try to take some of the soil out, that type of thing?
Yes.
I would think about, you know, if you can shake some of the soil and adding some new lighter soil and not even watering that soil in, so the soil around it, you can allow it to absorb that moisture that's
right
in there.
Right. Okay. It came in a nursery pot, and it's in its original soil because I tried, and rosemary seemed to be very picky about being root pruned because I'm a bonsai guy and I do that all the time.
Yep.
But they seem very finicky about that. The only time I ever root pruned one that it worked was in August, and somebody told me that I need to put some wood ash in when I do that, or some type of a lime source, but they recommended wood ash because it doesn't take very long to break down. So the only time I ever successfully root pruned a rosemary is in August. And, you know, I've tried it all. I mean, I've killed dozens and dozens, and I just won't give up because I just want to master this one plant. It's the only plant that I have trouble with. And I just love them. You know, they smell good. They have flowers. You can eat them, you know.
No, I completely agree. So what I want you to do is when you're in there adding the soil, take a look at the root system.
Okay.
And see what color the root system is.
If they're black and slimy, that's not good.
Obviously, yeah.
And but if the they're other white, they're still alive. There might be a few left.
Yep. The other thing is if you're starting to see the roots almost be like orange.
Yeah.
That's another sign of overwatering.
Okay.
So that would be something to keep in mind for the future. For okay. Others that you're trying.
Yeah, and I'm absolutely sure that that's what I did. But what I'm wondering is, because I have it in kind of a sandy bonsai soil.
Yep.
Which I put around it, but the original root ball is in there, and I just very gently raked off a little bit of that soil, but I didn't dare do too much when I put it in there. So should I actually take it out of the pot right now and try to rake a little bit of that original, like, peat moss-based, regular potting soil stuff that it came in, or should
yeah,
I just bone?
Do the best you can. Don't try
to
take everything.
I know that.
don't try to take everything out, but I think by breaking some of it down a little bit, okay. Allowing the it's just so it was too wet in there, and I think by letting it dry out a little bit, cleaning up the root system, putting in some new soil, that might work for you. Again, I would go with like a just a regular potting soil, just like a light potting soil.
And not more of a sand-based mix? Recipe for my own bonsai trees, I vary it depending on the kind of tree and everything.
For this one, what I'd look to do, I mean, you can have some of that sandy soil in it because that helps with the drainage, right?
Right, yeah.
So that I don't see that as a problem. But okay. I would just look to be a lighter soil for
it. Okay.
Because the lighter soil is going to allow it to dry out a little bit easier,
mm-hmm.
whereas the heavier soil is going to slow the water retention. So you want to get it to a science almost.
It'll absorb what's in there already. It'll draw it away.
Exactly, and that's what we're trying to do. But again,
that's what I understand. Okay.
Take a look at those roots today, and you'll be able to tell.
Okay, that'll give me. Yeah, I'm going to do that today. Now, the soil I have is in the cellar, and it's cold because that's where I keep my bonsai that are dormant in the winter. So I should let it warm up before I put this soil in.
Yeah, you're just looking to get to room temperature.
Yeah.
I'll just
leave it upstairs for a couple hours, and it'll be okay.
Yeah, if it's frozen or if it's really cold, it can shock some of those roots, especially with them being wet.
Yeah, I don't want to put 39-degree soil in with, because it's in the house, and it's, it's 65 or so or 70, and I don't want to give it any shock at all.
No, definitely. You're on the right track. So okay. I would definitely bring it up, wait a few hours, feel the soil that's in there and feel if it's too cold. You'll be able to tell because that cold temperatures going with the wet soil can even do more damage, and then you won't be able to save what you have left of it.
Most likely it's not going to save anyways, but, I figure it's not going to make it, and if I do this, it might make it, but it probably won't. So that's the way I'm looking at it. And, they're cheap to get in the spring. You can get a little starter plant for, like, $3 at Home Depot or something, and,
Definitely, but this is a way to, as you said, you really want to perfect this, and I think this would be ways to see how you can bring some of them back. So,
okay,
good luck with that,
Tim. I appreciate that. I'm going to do it because I have nothing to lose anyways. It's going to die if I don't, and if I do it, probably will, but it might not. So.
All right, Tim, you have a great day. We're going to hit the break, so I appreciate the call.
Thank you so much, Patrick. I appreciate you.
You too.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Denver, a Boeing 777 had an engine catch on fire and debris from the engine fell in surrounding neighborhoods. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
A United Airlines flight bound for Honolulu reported engine trouble and returned to Denver shortly after takeoff, scattering debris over several neighborhoods in the process. Kirby Clements is a resident of Bloomfield, Colorado, and a piece of the engine landed in his front yard. He tells CNN that his first thought was that a plane had crashed.
Wife and I were sitting inside the house just finishing up with the paper, and we heard this big bang, and we kind of looked at each other and go, what was that? And then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash, and this object just rolled right in front of our house, right out the front window. So I get up and look outside, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. And as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News. After a winter storm, the president has declared Texas a disaster.
With more, here's USA's Valdeor.
President Biden on Saturday approved a major disaster declaration for Texas, which has suffered widespread power blackouts and water shortages after a deadly deep freeze. The declaration frees up federal funding across the state, including assistance for temporary housing and home repairs. Also, low-cost loans for uninsured property loss. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls it a major first step, as power is restored to most, but millions are still having to boil water to drink, and busted pipes are common. Place. At least 30 people are confirmed dead, but authorities say it'll be weeks before the loss of lives is known. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Two earthquakes happened right in a row off the coast of Oregon on Saturday afternoon. Both were around magnitude 5. They occurred just off the coast near the city of Bandon. No major damage or tsunamis were reported. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Have plenty of time to give us a call so we can do everything we can to help you out with your gardening questions. And I can't remember if you said there's another call, Nathan. Is that true, or am I making that up?
It's true. I know it's a hard world to remember what's reality. John is in North Providence in Rhode Island.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, how you doing? My wife and I love your show. In fact,
thank you.
I was fortunate enough to have your dad autograph a garden planner for her a few years
ago.
I have 2 questions, if I could.
Sure.
Okay, the first one is, we have a Coosa dogwood that's just starting its 3rd full year.
Yep.
And last year, it had 1 flower and a whole bunch of leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a local garden center, and he said to give it a good drink of Bloom Booster by Miracle-Gro, and that would help it set flowers for this year.
Yep.
Okay. Is there anything I should do in the spring?
So what I would look at doing is using like a heavy phosphorus, so there'd be a middle number, in a granular form. Okay. The other thing about it is you said it's been in the ground at your house for 2 years?
Yeah, it's starting a 3rd full year right now.
So a lot of times with trees and shrubs, it takes about 3 full seasons, 2 to 3 full seasons for it to really get established in your garden. It's getting its roots settled out. It's pushing out into the to feed itself, to take its water, etc. And so that could be another reason why it has had so few flowers. But definitely, you know, what I would be looking to do, instead of using like a liquid Bloom Booster, I would be looking to use something like a superphosphate that's a granular form. Breaks down over time, lasts a little bit longer into the soil. A Bloom Booster that's liquid form will go through the soil quickly and only last about 2 weeks. right? So it'll give the roots something, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing to use, because it'll give the roots something. The roots will start to establish and help themselves out. But if you look for a longer period, like a super phosphate, like a 0.15.0 or a 0.44.0, it's going to help with that.
Okay.
The other thing I'd look to be doing, you could use like a tree tone from holly from Espoma. It's like the holly tone family. Tree tone specifically would be used on these types of plants. You could actually... I'm trying to think, though. I think you actually might be able to use holly tone on it.
Okay.
If you already have, yeah, so you could actually put holly tone on your dogwood. So if you already have it, right, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
And the fertilizer that's in it is very minimal. It's a 4-3-4. So by using a phosphorus and then using a holly tone, it's not going to be too bad, right? So what I might look at doing is as soon as the ground thaws and you can actually put a shovel into the ground using that superphosphate, okay? So using that first, give it some time to break down, build its way. I'd say maybe a few weeks later, maybe a month, and then put the holly tone down. I wouldn't put it in the same holes that you dug on the drip line of the plant, but I would be... spreading that around as well. So you can actually use both on there, because the holly tone is going to have some acidity to it, and that the dogwood likes the acidity and will help with that. And the phosphorus will help with root development, and it'll also help with flower development.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Okay. Now, my second question.
Sure.
I have some well-established arborvitae along the property lines on both sides of the house. I noticed this past summer and spring this starting to really thin out.
Yep.
And we had an arborist over, we had taken some trees down, and he said that every 3 years they'll go through a cycle with their shed needles.
Yes.
Okay. Now these things are probably 15 feet tall, so they're pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything I should do other than the Miracle-Gro fertilizer sprays twice a year?
So I would look at using the holly tone for them. The fertilizer spikes, they're pretty easy to use, right? But the thing that I don't personally like about them, but they are beneficial because you're giving something, but it's usually a 50% binder on there.
Okay.
So the fertilizer itself that's on them isn't enough. Plus, with a tree that's that size, you need to put a number of those fertilizer sticks in the ground. You're looking at a good number of them to really get them established. Now, what the arborist was telling you in regards to the needle drop, that type of thing, it usually happens in the fall. It's called fall shedding. It's so the plant itself can rejuvenate itself and get more green to it, get rid of some of the old. It's like, our oak trees or maple trees, they lose their leaves every year. It's doing the same thing.
Okay.
So I wouldn't see an issue to it. I would look at doing holly tone if you can. Maybe, kind of top dress the whole area with them being 15 feet tall. You're going to need a good amount of it because it's... so the arms is, it's about 1 pound per inch of trunk. So we're looking at not all the way, not at the base, maybe up a few feet and seeing how thick it is. Maybe it's an inch and a half, maybe it's 2 inches, and it's a pound per plant. So, you have 15 of them. And it ends up being a pound or two, you might just be better off getting a 50-pound bag.
Half a yard dropped in the driveway.
What's that?
I'm going to have a yard of it dropped in the driveway.
Well, so that's the thing, right? So, and the other thing is, if you buy more than you need this spring, you actually, for arborvitaes and for a lot of these shrubs and trees, you should be fertilizing in the fall again, but at half the rate.
Okay.
Right? So if you find that you need 30 pounds right now, you're going to need another 15 pounds in the fall. So a 50-pound bag is like the way to go, right? So
right.
Don't just think of it as what you're doing right now. Think about what you also need to do in the fall.
Okay.
Because it is very important to it. You could even, I mean, you could be putting some sort of liquid food on them as well during the season. If you're, say you're fertilizing with like a wettable powder, like a Miracle-Gro or something, you've done all the area, maybe throw it on some of that as well, just to give it into the soil a little bit, to give it something. But the arborvitaes, as they get older, they will start to shed on the inside. It's because the light doesn't get in there as easily.
Okay.
Right, and that's what's happening.
Well, the trees we had taken down is going to give them a lot more sun this summer.
Which is good for a lot of them. What I would be looking in the future and maybe next season, because they're getting bigger, now they're going to have more sun, they're going to push some growth this year because of the exposure that they got. Take a look at the fall with doing something with tying the trunks together for winter. Okay, so this is when it will start to be, there could be more damage next year. And the reason why I say that is because it's getting perfect growing conditions now, and so it might push more growth this year than you've seen, which sometimes it expands the plant, but it makes it maybe a little bit weaker. So I just want to make sure the winter would be something just to make sure those are tied so they're not going to split on you. I'd hate for you to put in all this work. You put in all this work, and then that happens.
Yep. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
No problem, John. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, I talked about this earlier, about this spring is going to be very important to fertilize, but I didn't follow up with making sure the fall or late fall, early winter fertilizer happens. It is so important to give that half the rate. It's just like I was talking about with the lawn. And then the lawn, we want to make sure we do 5 applications versus 4. You want to do 2 applications of fertilizer for most shrubs and trees instead of just the 1 in the spring. We want to help them get into the winter, help them overwinter a little bit easier to start in the spring the right way. I think it's something to think about and think about this year, just based after the drought conditions, all those things. We really should be thinking about this year as the year to take care of those plants, even the established ones, to get them going and more develop into drought season. When plants like this get weaker, they have a tendency to have more issues long-term, diseases, insects, etc. So if we can give something back this spring, we're going to also help prevent some of those issues down the road. You won't be worried as much about some of these things. Obviously, we'll still have, weather-dependent type issues. Those are inevitable. But these are some things to be thinking about now and saying, all right, this is one of the more important things to do this year, is feeding your shrubs, feeding your trees, and getting them taken care of so you can have a successful 2021 in the yard, and then you can expand and go into those other areas. We're spending a lot more time at home. It looks like this spring we're going to be doing the same, maybe into July. Who knows? With more and more things coming out to help us get back to a normal, if you will. Maybe we'll be able to, get back to normal and unfortunately spend more time elsewhere than just at home, right? And when I say unfortunately, I mean spending the time outside. I love the being able to spend that time outside. But we all know that as time comes back here, we'll probably not be able to spend as much time at home as we have in the past. If you have some questions, give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 1-866-420-4261. And we've got about another hour and 15 minutes left in the show. We can answer any of the questions you have, indoor, outdoor. Doesn't matter the type of plant. We will help you out here. We'll give you any suggestions you need. I know I have a call on the line, but I'm going to hold off because I am about less than a minute before the break. So I don't want to bring them on, cut them off, and then start over again. So we're going to hang tight with that phone call. But again, if you have some questions, we can open up some of the lines here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here in a second. But give us a call. We've got another hour. If you don't hear us in the hour, go to our website at paulparent.com. You can listen live in the top there. You can listen to a podcast at a later date. But definitely, we are on for these 4 hours. Go to our website, paulparent.com, to listen live. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries. Roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so let's get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
David is in Exeter, New Hampshire.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Let you know, we have our first cup of coffee with you every Sunday morning.
Awesome.
I have a quick one. It's one of those things you just can't look up on the internet.
Yep.
It's either going to stump you or you're going to have the answer. My wife and I went out last fall. One of the box stores was having a big sale on bulbs like daffodils and tulips and whatnot. So we bought bags and bags of them. We put them in, I think it was first week in November. We put about half of them in. And we said, we'll do the other half some other time. Then we forgot all about them. Put them in the shed. The shed is not attached to the house, so it's experiencing all the cold weather.
Yep.
And happened to find them, and I'm thinking, geez, boy, they're out there in the shed. They're in the cold. They're not in the ground. But when the soil begins to loosen up in the spring, can I still throw them in the ground, and will they grow?
They actually should. I mean, so what you're looking at with bulbs like tulips, daffodils, those things, they need a dormant period. They need a period of rest. And, you know, they're not completely growing in the ground. You put them in November. They're really just, we're trying to get them covered with something. I do believe that those bulbs should start to grow for you. What I would look to do is try to get them in the ground as soon as you can put a shovel in the ground.
Okay.
The other thing you could do, and it's just a thought, is say you have a number of bags in there. Maybe grab a bag now, get some planters, some different pots, get some soil, bring them in the house, allow them to get to room temperature, and then plant a few pots of them up. And I bet you could start getting some of those growing now, so you'll have them earlier.
Okay.
It's really just about the dormancy period, the cold period, that's what makes tulips and daffodils regrow year after year, is that cold period. It just needs to go dormant, needs to almost like freeze.
I knew a little bit about the dormancy. I knew a little bit about the cold period. I just didn't know if they had to be in the ground to experience that dormancy. But you answered my question. And, this will be an interesting experiment. We'll see if they grow.
I definitely think they will. So it's really, you know, they're better off for you to be in a shed like that than they would be indoors in the warmth. Because in the warmth, they'll start looking for water, they'll dry out a little bit, and that type of thing. So what I want you to do is, the best way to do this, right, is bring some of them, once the ground starts to thaw, bring some of them inside to see if they're, like, mushy, right?
Okay.
If they're mushy, or, like, they've, say the area got a bunch of water for some reason, it pulled some of the water in, some of them might rot out. You'll be able to tell the difference. A hard bulb that still looks viable obviously is good, but then one that's soft and squishy might not do as well for you, so it might just make sense to throw it away. But it's going through that dormancy period the same way, it's just not outdoors. The shed is basically its soil around it, protecting it from, you know, the wind and all those things, the same way as the soil would. So I think you're going to be definitely fine.
So just one last question about this, and thank you very much. If I do put them into pots, I use regular potting soil, or do you have an advice about throwing in some fertilizer or something like that?
You could just do a regular fertilizer. Take like a fertilizer that... just a regular soil. You can take, one that already has some mixed into it. Maybe use like an espuma soil.
Okay.
But you don't have to do anything specific where it's like specific fertilizer put into it. I wouldn't look at it that way. Any soil to get it going. But the key to it is getting the bulbs to warm up to room temperature before you put them into the soil, so you can kind of tell if they're viable, right?
Great.
And check for if they're soft or not, all right?
Thank you, thank you. I hear the music coming, but thank you very much. You've answered the question.
Awesome. Thank you, David. Bye-bye. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to a break here, but our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.